Bruce Pratt with us in studio for this week's edition of Sports Lit 101. This week's topic is adjusting on the fly.
Well, yeah, and then I was able to recover information that I needed. Yeah, we get a lot of books that are really fine books, but they're not going to be of interest to everybody who listens to Sport Lit. And so I thought what I'd do is call this the lightning round. There were three books that one of which we've mentioned once. These are really good books. I don't think it's worth going into them really deeply because they cover ground that some other books have covered. The Gold in the Rings by Wen and Barney from the University of Illinois Press is really a good book, very scholarly and full of research on how the Olympics transform, not just the greed of the Olympics, but how the money was used to transform them from the kind of international, basically amateur competition into what has become just huge business. You know, I mean, we know that. And it talks about the repercussions of what that has done to amateur athletics in the United States. I have a great class of students this year at Maine, and many of them are athletes or were athletes in high school, and they talk about how your dream doesn't go away. You know, at some point, your ability to follow the dream, it becomes apparent that's not going to work, right? I have a wonderful young woman on the soccer team who said, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do when there's no more soccer to play. She said, I like coaching little kids. She said, but I'm not going to play pro soccer. I'm not that good. I'm too small. So I started thinking about the way the Olympics have gotten kids into these year-round playing the same sport. You know, we were talking about earlier when you were mentioning how many of the new recruits in the Maine Black Bear football program are multi-sport athletes. There are kids who are playing lacrosse and hockey and basketball year-round. They play indoors in the winter. They play fall lacrosse and spring lacrosse. And then in the summer, they choose one or two of those to play. And I can remember when I was coaching track at BAPS, I would see kids on Monday that looked exhausted, and I'd say, why are you so tired? Well, I had a soccer tournament on Sunday, and it was in Vermont. So they had competed in a track meet on Saturday, gotten done late in the afternoon. Parents piled them in the car. They drove 5 or 6 hours somewhere else in New England to play soccer the next day and come back. You know, we know how we've let pro sports take over amateur sports, but the Olympics have a lot to do with that, too. The Gold in the Rings by Stephen Wynn and Robert Barry is from University of Illinois Press is a good book. One of the books that I talked about briefly, again, this is a UFC, and I don't know anything about Ultimate Fighting. I don't watch it. I know who Ronda Rousey is, but that's about it.
Right.
And it's called Fighting Visibility. It's again from Illinois, and it's the UFC and the Present and Future of Women's Sports by Jennifer McLaren. You know, you often want to be careful what you wish for in this world. And as someone who is, you know, obviously a very big booster of women's sports, particularly at the university, I want all the women who wish to participate in a certain sport to be able to do so. But I also don't know if opening up the ultimate fighting gig to women is anything we ought to be doing, because I don't think we ought to be doing that anyway. I don't think we ought to be doing any kind of sport where the point is to concuss your opponent. Mm. And that's what it is. And people can tell me, oh, no, that's not true. No, it is true. You want to hit that person and knock them out, kick them in the head, punch them in the head, do something to knock them out. And when you knock somebody out, there is a concussion. It may be a mild concussion, but there is a concussion. You know, and then the other side of me says, well, that's what someone wants to do. I shouldn't be the arbiter or the judge that says, you can't do that. And it's an interesting book. It's very deep. And Jennifer McLaren is a very good writer. But again, I don't know if it's for everybody, but if you're into UFC and if you're in, especially to the history of women's professional sports in America, it's a good thing to look at. Fighting Visibility, the Ultimate Fighting Championship and the Presented Future of Women's Sports, Present and Future of Women's Sports by Jennifer McLaren. Then a book that I read something we've talked about a lot. We had a lot of books about March Madness and how we go from the New York City NIT to what is now the biggest event in college sports. I mean, you can talk about the football playoffs, but over the period of time that March Madness runs, more people are going to be watching those games in total. And it's called The Wars for the Soul of College Basketball Before March Madness by Kurt Edward Kemper, again from Illinois. I really liked the book because it streamlined a lot of the stuff that we've already gone over in other books, but it really looked into the racism involved in moving the NIT and creating that March Madness, the way that black athletes were being kept out by what schools were allowed to participate. We go back to when West Texas, which is now Texas at El Paso, started the first all African American team in an NCAA game, which they won. But it's this book raised some questions other books haven't really raised. A lot of the other books concentrate on the business, and I think that's a very wise thing to do. But this book really concentrated more on sort of the evil nature of the people who made it happen. And, you know, it's changed very much since all that began. Not that I think Mark Emmert did a very good job, but I think the new guy will do a good job. But it's a good book. So it's called Before March Madness, The Wars for the Soul of College Basketball by Kurt Edward Kemper, University of Illinois Press. So those are the three books. I thought I had lost all my notes on that, but I hadn't. So next week, I'm going to go through Judy Hackelow, who used to teach at University of Maine,
yes,
and Scott Peterson, who now is out at the University of Missouri in St. Louis, left behind all kind. They bequeathed to Hank Garfield and I, because we're the Sports Lit guys. Our office is full of old copies of Athlon. And I'm going to go next Wednesday. I've got to do something at BAPS in the morning. I'm going to go up to the university, and I'm going to go through a bunch of the older stuff and find some sports poems that were written, you know, maybe 25 years ago, and find the ones that might stand up and go well today. So I think that'll be fun.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that next week. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure, sir.
Sports Lit 101 every Wednesday afternoon on Downtown.